There's a new development in regards to the Biden vaccine mandate. A Fairfax County asks 12-year-olds about their sex life, and Big Bird goes woke. I'm William Hall, and this is The William Hall Show. All right, welcome back to the show. So, the big story right now, as I discussed on the last episode, is really about Biden's vaccine mandate. This is the mandate that he was trying to put in place for all employees, for all companies that have over 100 employees. And basically, if they don't go along with it, they were going to get significant fines. It was absolutely ridiculous and massive government overreach. You just can't do this. This isn't how things work. So there's actually now a stop that's been put onto this mandate, or at least a portion of it, because there's a little bit more in the details as far as healthcare workers. But the big actual detail here is that the U.S. Federal Appeals Court issued a stay on Saturday, temporarily halting Biden's vaccine mandate that would have required all of these companies to do that. So the basic idea behind all of this is that they said that there was a bunch of different statutory and constitutional issues. And of course there are. So the actual part of this that is kind of interesting is dealing with the whole OSHA rule, which is the actual kind of organization that they were going to use to basically inspect these different companies, go out, make sure that they were doing what they're doing. And obviously this isn't going to fly with 90% of companies that are out there. I mean, even if the companies are fairly okay with this, the fact is that them forcing their employees to do this is not going to go over very well at all. A lot of employees are going to quit. You're talking about a massive governmental overreach, and it's completely unlawful. You can't do this. The reason why you can't do this is simply, besides the fact that it's just unconstitutional, it's just the fact that this isn't how this works for federal government. The United States was never really meant to be this body of people that was governed by DC, that was governed by Biden or the specific president. The whole idea behind everything was that the states had really more rights than the federal government had in many ways, because Florida's very different than California is, and Texas and many other states that are out there. So you don't want everything being federalized. But the way that Democrats have always pushed everything is that that's the way that they want it to happen. They want everything in this ridiculous dictatorship, top down, telling everybody what to do. And that's not how this works. Let Florida dictate the things that they want in Florida. If you want your vaccine mandate in California, have at it. But them trying to do this on a federal level is where we really have some issues. Now, a detail that was kind of missed out from a lot of people, including myself at first about this, is that this hold is not the best thing in the world, because it actually doesn't even cover healthcare workers, which I guess are under the CMS. I guess that's a different organization that would normally be doing those inspections. So really, the healthcare workers still have to get the vaccine, actually. So we're going to see a lot of shortages. Remember, these are the same people that are telling you that for whatever reason that the healthcare workers are the heroes and everything else. At least they were telling us that. Now they've changed their mind. They've completely flipped on that entire thing. Healthcare workers, they could care less. They tell you the hospital's overwhelmed, but they have no problem with healthcare workers being fired over this stuff. It really doesn't make any sense, but that's the way that the left-wing people have been trying to push this. So we'll have to keep an eye on this. And already, Ron DeSantis has filed a lawsuit against this. Several other governors and other people have filed lawsuits against this. Companies are filing lawsuits against this. These are good actions. I hope that something actually comes out of them, because we can't be in a country that's run like a dictatorship. But that's exactly what Democrats want. They want us to live like Germany used to live, like many other countries to this day live, where one person, one administration tells everything to the or forces something for all of the people to adhere to. And you have no choice. We're called the United States of America for a reason, in the fact that it is not meant for everything to be federally top down, straight from the Biden administration, and everybody must comply to these rules. That's not how it works. Mandates are not laws. Okay, they're these people telling you something that they're going to do, and you're punishing businesses. And really, you have to look and see really the massive dichotomy between Biden and Trump. Because you have Trump that was trying to deregulate. Most Republicans are actually trying to deregulate the government, trying to allow for companies to flourish and kind of get the government off of their back. But what you see Biden and the administration really doing, and really it's his administration, because we know that Biden's not the one running things at all. He's barely even out there these days, barely talking because he can't barely talk at all. But you have them basically trying to make the federal government the big daddy for everybody. They're trying to say, you know what, we're going to punish your business because of something stupid. Not because of what you bring to the economy. Not because you created new jobs. No, we're going to do it because of a stupid vaccine mandate. That's why we're going to do that. That's ridiculous. These people don't care about your businesses. They don't care about your livelihoods. They don't care about the jobs report numbers. They don't care. They are willing to basically allow for companies to crash and burn for the sake of this ridiculous vaccine that doesn't even have a high efficacy rating. They're also pushing outdated vaccines. I mean, they're telling people to get vaccines when all of these companies have come out with boosters and pills and so many different things already. Why are we mandating old news, old stuff that doesn't even work that well? It doesn't make any sense, but this is about a power grab. It's about seeing if they can get away with it, because if they can get away with this, then they can tell you to do the booster and the next booster and the next booster, and they can just keep forcing companies' hands until the end of time. That's what this is designed to be. But Democrats don't get it. Like, they always don't get it. This is going to kill them in 2022, I promise you, because you're going to see them direly regret making these decisions today. But then again, they probably don't even know any better anyway, so I guess it really doesn't even matter. But I'll definitely keep you updated on that, because it is an important situation with the whole mandate and all that. We'll see what happens. I'm not looking forward to seeing exactly what this administration is trying to pull, but hopefully we'll see more states, more companies actually file lawsuits, and hopefully they'll back off and realize that this just isn't in their constitutional rights to do that. So in a different story here, a school county, actually, this is Fairfax County in Virginia, was actually sending out this questionnaire to students, asking them about, of all things, their sex life. And I'm not kidding. I thought this was a Babylon Bee article. It's ridiculous. But what you have is this survey that was directed at school children as young as 12 years old, by the way. So that's really what's going on here. And it's asking them questions such as whether they have ever had sex, how old they were when it happened, how many people they had sexual intercourse with. This is the stuff that's going on right now. Now, I have no idea why this is happening. Now, by the way, this study is obviously anonymous, but it is voluntary. It's not like they forced them to do this. But the question remains, why send this out at all? This was a part of the youth survey. And I'm trying to figure out what they were trying to find out. What was the point of this survey? I mean, really, what are they trying to do? Who are the people that are pushing for this stuff? So some of the other questions that are listed on there are, some people describe themselves as transgender when their sex at birth does not match the way they think or feel about their gender. Are you transgender? You know, which is the following best way to describe you? Heterosexual, straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, not sure. During the last 3 months, with how many people have you had sexual intercourse? Remember, these are going to kids here. Have you ever had oral sex? This is ridiculous. This is going to children, and the county, for whatever reason, needs to know this information. Why? Why do they need to know this information is what I'm trying to figure out. What is the purpose of this? Once they gather this information, where is this going? What is this going to be used for? But, of course, if you ask those questions, you're considered as a bigot. I don't understand why. But it does make me wonder why in the world this is taking place. Now, we know for a long time that they have, the left has had this massive push, still does, to try and stir the course of our youth, basically in their direction, by trying to plant weird ideas about sexual identity, trying to tell them that they may be a girl or a boy or this or that, or however they want to feel whatever day it is. We know that they've been trying to do this, so I'm curious to see why it is that they're asking these ridiculous questions and what it's going to be used towards. Is this another way for them to basically validate teaching ridiculous woke types of topics and everything about sexuality in our schools? Is that what this is for? I don't know. But we know that they've been trying to push this. By the way, this Virginia mother, if you remember, I didn't report on it at the time, but I did read about it. That was she actually went to a school board meeting, exposed everyone there, not only the school board, but the other parents that were there, to the pornographic material, I kid you not, that they were literally having in the library for these students at this school that were entering high school. She's actually been barred from their library now, from that high school library. And we're wondering where these questions come from. But once again, this isn't anything new if you've been watching the trajectory of what's going on. These school boards, the counties, they don't want this stuff getting out there. They really don't. They're trying to hide this. They're trying to skirt it under the rug. But I assure you, there are people that realize what's going on here. That's why I'm covering a lot of this. Because, so first of all, with this lady, this is also in Fairfax. It's actually from Fairfax High School. And she was actually told that no parents were allowed into the library. And so she said, I asked her to send me the specific policy so I could see it for myself. And of course, regardless, they just didn't want her in the library because she was the exact same one that exposed them for the books, asking some ridiculous things that I'm not even going to talk about on this show because it's just absolutely insane. Some of the stuff that they are talking about, I mean, very, very grotesque, right out and out pornographic material in these books or in these libraries right now in some of these high schools there and earlier as well, and younger students that are able to read these things. And this lady's being banned from the actual library just for bringing it up. That should worry every parent out there about what's really happening. You have to be aware about what's going on. The two books that she was referring to in the actual situation where she was pushing back against them, the first one was Lawn Boy. I think there was another one. I'm trying to find the name here. But basically, all of these were these kind of woke literatures trying to talk about sex, but in this horrible, horrible, grotesque manner. I mean, it would make an adult's face blush. I mean, it's really crazy what's going on right now in our school system. So definitely keep track of that kind of stuff because it is out there. They are trying to push this on our kids, and they're barring parents from the libraries. They're asking them these weird questions. At some point, I hope enough people wake up and realize that this is none of the county's business. It's none of the school's business. It has nothing to do with what they need to be learning in those schools at all. They need to get this off, like just stop talking about it, because they're doing this, I think, because they're interested in trying to find these kids out. They're trying to plant ideas in their head. I think that's why they're doing it. But you tell me what you think. So Pfizer, their CEO now has come out and basically called anybody that disagrees with him or the mainstream media or the left at large, basically the Hollywood elites or anyone like that. If you disagree with them about anything about the COVID vaccine, you are a criminal. That's what they're telling you. I mean, this kind of reminds me a bit of the whole radical left thing that was going on a couple of years ago where they said that silence is violence or just merely disagreeing with them is violence, that words are literally violence. That's what's going on. And they're saying, well, misinformation makes you a criminal. That's what they believe right now. Well, you know, to me, what makes you a criminal is doing something unlawful, maybe unconstitutional. You know, like mandating vaccines for companies with 100 employees or more, or, you know, possibly taping masks to children's faces. You know, things like that would kind of make me think that something's criminal in that nature. But merely saying something that's a different opinion than yours shouldn't constitute as criminal. That's what we call free speech. But what a lot of these people on the left have done isn't free speech. They aren't promoting that. What they're doing is that they're literally infringing upon our rights as American citizens. And then saying that our disagreeing or our disagreements with what they believe or what they're saying is all of a sudden making us worthy. We might as well just get thrown in jail, right? I mean, that's what they're looking at us as. These people hate you. They hate everything about you. Don't try to sugarcoat it, because it really is the case. There's so many TikToks that I've seen, videos of radical left-wing people on Twitter saying that they hope all conservatives die. If you're a Christian, conservative, anything, that you just get what's coming to you. You die from this virus. Good. That'll teach you. That's what they believe right now. So these people absolutely believe this type of stuff, and it's absolutely ridiculous and unacceptable. So the statement that he actually was talking about, and like I said, this is Pfizer's CEO here, said that people who circulate misinformation about COVID jabs and dare speak ill of his products are criminal. So in other words, the vaccine holdouts are costing him money, so he's going to use his platform to attack Americans over the fact that they are exercising their freedom, and their rights. That's what's going on. Because they are trying to maximize profits. Remember, Pfizer is a company that is for profit. It's not like they're just standing out there doing this out of the goodness of their own heart while, getting or losing money on this. That's not what's happening. The government is paying them massive amounts of money to do this. So the more people that take the vaccine, the more money they make. As I've talked about in the last show, you need to follow the money with this stuff. You need to keep in mind that it's not like these companies are just getting off scot-free. These people are in the business of trying to convince you to get the vaccine. That's what they do. So much so, by the way, that they're even willing to recruit Big Bird, of all people, from Sesame Street. Many of you probably remember that character from that show. I remember. I mean, back in the day, they were actually teaching kids things that they could actually use in the real world. But nowadays, they're apparently telling kids that they need to get the vaccine. So this is a tweet put out by Big Bird on November 6th, and it says, quote, "I got the COVID vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but I'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy." And then it says, Miss Erica R. Hill, whoever that is, even said, "I've been getting vaccines since I was a little bird. I had no idea," as a way to basically try and compensate for it. Now, the reason why they're saying I've been getting vaccines since I was a little bird is because apparently in a clip, I guess, from about 20, maybe 30 years ago, there was actually a video clip of Big Bird actually getting the measles vaccine, I believe, at the time. Now, they're using that, of course, to say, well, you know, that's we did it back then, so it's, of course, perfectly fine now. Well, you also have to keep in mind that the measles vaccine actually worked, okay? You know, there's actual scientific evidence that shows that it worked. I think that one also took at least 12 years to develop, by the way. But you're not seeing the same thing with the COVID vaccine because the situation is very different. It's not even really a vaccine at all. So it's kind of weird when you see them doing this. They've got videos as well showing this kind of stuff. It's just creepy when you have them trying to, I mean, have these left-wing people that are running these accounts, I have to assume, trying to push propaganda on kids. You know, we saw this stuff with different other children's shows from Nickelodeon and other things like that. We saw those shows. We saw them pushing the LGBTQ stuff, the pride stuff. How long do you think it is before they start pushing vaccines in the TV shows? Especially now that they're kind of, the FDA is kind of on the brink of really pushing this stuff on children. I'm telling you right now, like, it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. I'm not surprised by any of this stuff. Any of these cartoons, children's shows, anything like that. They're going to actively be trying to recruit kids, trying to tell them that they should get this vaccine. We saw what Pfizer was doing very point blank. Hey, you can get superpowers. I mean, it doesn't stop because the left-wing people control so much. I mean, if anything, this is an eye-opening kind of thing as to why Republicans, conservatives need to take back the culture, to take back these shows, to create new children's shows that don't have this propaganda in it, that we don't have to worry about going to the Twitter page and seeing them pushing some other weird stuff that just is a kid's show that's teaching kids the things they need to know. That has nothing to do with ridiculous vaccines or whatever left-wing narrative is being pushed at the time. That's what it really shows to me, because we've lost that. We've lost it entirely over the years, and now we're seeing how much of it we've lost, not just in TV and just the industry, but in kids' shows, I mean, all over the place, the entire channels we've lost, and they can push whatever they want on your kids if you're letting them consume that stuff. So we have to be aware of what's going on because it will be coming in the show very soon, I promise. All right, so this episode's TikTok liberal is actually a teacher that is telling you, whoever she's talking to, I guess, really talking about parents and saying that they can teach whatever social justice stuff that they want. And here's her reasons why.
Yesterday, I heard a coworker say, "I may not bother with the social justice content. The parent pushback just isn't worth it." But here's the thing. Allyship abandoned the moment that it challenges others or receives pushback isn't allyship. And second, parents aren't always our adversaries. For every one parent that pushes back against social justice content or your pursuit for educational equity, there are several others that support you and are in your corner and your pursuit to achieve equity in education. And we're not in a right-to-work state, so we can't just be fired just like that for discussing social justice in the classroom. We live in a union state in California, so this individual has no genuine fear of being fired on the spot for pursuing educational equity. They just don't want to be inconvenienced by talking about it. You're not putting yourself on the line, you're not an ally, and you're certainly not an accomplice.
All right, so this video is proof that the education system, at least the public education system, is really done for, to be honest with you. In its current state, the public education system just doesn't work as it should. It needs to be torn down, rebuilt from the ground up, because the problem is now you have teachers, and I know that she isn't the only one, but you have teachers out there that are so entitled that they believe they can do whatever they want. I mean, replace social justice. Remember, when they're saying social justice, there's many more things that go into that. We're talking about CRT, okay? We're talking about LGBT. We're talking about all of that stuff that you don't want your kids learning in a public school. That also has nothing to do with what they need to be learning in public school either, okay? It's this stuff that they're saying is, oh, it's tolerance and this and that. No, what they're doing is that they're teaching your children that they are, if they're white, they're telling them that they are automatically oppressors of the of these other races, that they have all of this privilege. No matter what their background is, they're telling you that. If you're black, if they're Hispanic or any other minority, they're telling them that they are the under race, that they are less important, that they are being discriminated against everywhere they go, that merely by being around or having white friends, that they are being oppressed by them. That's what's going on right now. So this social justice, that terminology I hate because it's not even correct. It's not what they're teaching at all. It's being masked by the modern day politically correct mess and language that they try to use to cover up what they're really talking about. So she says in a statement in there saying that for every one parent who pushes back against social justice content or your pursuit for educational equity, okay, what she's talking about by educational equity, once again, is that this, what they're teaching, is not designed to actually be educational equality. Back in the day, that's what we wanted. It was equality, that everybody be given the same fair shake at achieving something, whatever that is. Everyone has to reach the same bar, okay? The grades count the same way for every student in the classroom. That's what equality is. Equity is not the same thing. That's saying that we should give an advantage to those that we deem as being disadvantaged, okay? That's the reason why they're doing this, but not because of actual good reason to do so. They're talking about the fact of just the mere fact that your skin is a certain color. That's what they're doing, okay? So we have to take consideration of what they're actually talking about, because they try to cover all of this up. They make it seem as if they can do whatever they want. And it's their entitlement, because they're saying, well, we live in a right-to-work state. They can't really fire us. So forget you guys. Forget your parents. Doesn't matter what you say, because we're going to do whatever we want to do anyways. And there's no reason why we should be ashamed of it at all. And it doesn't really matter what these parents or what these teachers are really even saying anyways, because eventually, I'm telling you right now, most parents don't agree with this. If most parents knew what their children were being taught, they would actually disagree with it. I guarantee you. The thing is that we don't live in a left-wing nation. We never actually have lived in a left-wing nation. We live in a center-right nation. And the biggest thing is that when parents start taking notice of this stuff, when you have it kind of reaching the mainstream media, reaching the people out there, and they're in these school board meetings and they're hearing about the pornographic material that's in their classroom, also designed around being social justice, by the way, that's under that same umbrella. When they see that stuff, they're going to say, you know what? We're not going to go along with this. This isn't going to work for us. And something will change, but it's going to take time. So these teachers being entitled like this, keep it up, guys. You know, and we'll continue to get more videos of you in classrooms, more of you getting put on administrative leave, and then eventually, by the way, getting fired anyways. It's going to happen. So this self-entitlement about the fact that they can say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do, they're telling you, and this lady in particular is telling you to your face, you know what? If I want to teach your child about transgender this and transgender that, and about the fact that they are, they have this white privilege or whatever it may be, then that's my right to do that. Try and fire me. See what happens. Putting it out on TikTok. And I doubt that this woman is actually going to be probably employed that long as well. She's going to probably find out real quick what happens when you start posting videos, stupid videos on TikTok like this. And immediately, I guarantee you, she'll probably be put on administrative leave as well, as soon as they find out who it is. But these are what the teachers think of you as parents. They don't see you as being the ones that can determine the moral framework of your children. They see you as just simply being in their way while they do what they think they ought to be doing. Not teaching your children how to think, but teaching them what to think in their worldview, in the way that they see fit, with their idea of social justice, with their idea of racism in America, or whatever they want to call it, with their books, with their ideas in mind. And then before you realize that your child winds up growing up left-wing, you're trying to figure out what happened, they don't like Christianity at all, what in the world took place. It starts at the school level. Be aware of what your children are learning in the schools. Be aware of these teachers because they are out there. This is just one person, but I can assure you there's many more that are this way. They are so entitled. They think that it's their way or the highway, that there's no other way to go about doing anything but the way that they see it. They don't even understand other perspectives out in the world, let alone anything else, and yet they're trying to teach your children theirs. They don't understand where you line up, but we do understand theirs. We know exactly what it is they believe. I could give them a better character analysis of themselves better than they can do one of me any day of the week. So these people don't need to be teaching your children anything about social justice. It doesn't work in the schools. So with that being said, that's all I have for you on the show. I thank you for watching or listening to this one. Remember that if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review of the show as well. But with that being said, I'll see you on the next one.